Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
That's the Electric Youth Ensemble. Rather lovely that is too. I'm delighted that Adam Julia, who's joined us in the studio now from Audio Active, sent that through earlier today to share. So thank you. Now, Adam, you've been initiating youth music projects in Hangleton for quite a while.
I'd say Hangleton, that's where it all started. And we've always had some element, I guess, on and off of going on in Hangleton. But it started in Hangleton and quite quickly grew on more of a regional basis. So we actually started off as part of the Hangleton and Knowle project in 2000, and then we set up as an independent in 2004 and then became a regional charity based from there. So this is Electric Youth Ensemble at Hangleton Community Centre tomorrow is kind of like a homecoming gig.
Oh, excellent. So Audio Active, it works across Sussex with...
Yep. So I'd say about half the stuff we do is in Brighton. The rest is scattered around Sussex and bits into Kent, some collaborations in London every so often, and the odd bit of international work as well.
And Electric Youth Ensemble, who we heard from just there, tell me a bit about them, because I really did. Yeah. I think that sounded great.
So. Electric Youth Ensemble is a collective of, it's a core group of about seven young musicians between the ages of 16 to 19. And they all live in various areas of East Sussex, from right across East Sussex to Battle to Lewes. We rehearse every week. They create all of the material in collaboration with some Audio Active practitioners who are professional artists. We get together every week and jam stuff out, take the bits of the jams we like and develop them into tracks. And it's the only project that we've got that is kind of like a set standard to get involved. We've got lots of music projects. Some of them are kind of verging on therapy and intervention, whereas others are just pure grassroots, learn how to do music. And everything's open access and free to everyone to come to. But Electric Youth Ensemble was something we developed to recognise that some of the young people we work with get to a certain standard and they want to be stretched further. And within what we do, which is mainly technology-based and urban music, this is our interpretation of ensemble work in a contemporary way, I guess.
Well, I think they're doing quite well. From that little track I've just sound there.
Yeah, I reckon.
And they're actually performing as part of the Your Place at Hangleton Community Centre. Is that right?
That's right, so yeah, yeah.
Is that a hot ticket that's already gone?
It's all gone, I'm afraid, yeah. And, it's going to be quite an intimate gig with it being, I think, about 100 capacity. It's all sold out, which is, that's the one thing when you put on a performance that I guess you really hope for is that it'll be a good crowd. Interestingly, I think a lot of the crowd are going to be young people or ex-young people who are coming back because of
the
Audio Active
Association. We're all ex-young people, aren't we?
But we've got, there's a couple of guest sort of Audio Active alumni coming back to take part in the performance, one of which is a grime MC called Eyes, who's nationally recognised now. And he used to come to youth music workshops in Hangleton Community Centre, and this is eight or ten years ago. And he's since gone away, done really well for himself, and we've invited him back to perform with the ensemble tomorrow. So there's a lot of people who are friends of Eyes and are like, great, Eyes back in Hangleton.
It's a reunion night, isn't it?
It's a beautiful thing.
So alongside the reunion that's happening, there's obviously the idea is to get people in who maybe haven't set foot in the community centre and certainly haven't seen live performances, because that was the impression I got this morning, that people use it. It's obviously a space that is much used by the community, particularly little people running around at the time I was there. But that actually what's happening this weekend is something different. The performances is new. So how are you encouraging those people in? What do you think?
I think, the fact that, for a start, it's free. For the fact that half of the audience, the tickets have been given out through the communities, is a great thing. I'm really pleased that the festival have put this on. And also, it's not just putting on whatever in a community environment. There's really, really good quality stuff going on there over the weekend. And I mean, it's access. I think that, like the previous interviews were saying, it's all about being able to get to something on your doorstep, it not breaking the bank, and to a certain extent, I guess, not knowing what to expect and hopefully being blown away in the process.
And there seems to me there's that combination of performances like your own with the professionals and the semi-professionals coming along.
Yeah.
And also, I heard that where they were looking at sessions, they realised there was nothing for disabled children. Mm-hmm. And there's a session specifically now that will meet the needs and engage in an artistic way with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, that's what Kate, in a sense, and her association with the festival is the epitome of, you know, socially engaged work of the highest quality as well. It's like, you know, it's really nice combination. I think that, you know, what I'm hoping that I think she stands for is the fact that in order for it to be like, you know, I'm doing inverted commas here, guys, you know, excellence and quality doesn't mean, like you say, elevated platforms and velvet curtains.
Well, it's the everyday epic, isn't it? Yeah, to quote again, it's that you can be surprised by seeing something that you don't actually recognise until it suddenly hits you in the face, that it's touching you. It's a normal thing that suddenly moves you in a different way.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So
I've always loved that at karaoke nights when you see someone you think you can't sing and then suddenly, wow, Voice of Angel comes out. Yeah. So we're lowering the tone a bit with karaoke nights analogies. But what are you hoping is going to be your surprise across the weekend then?
I think it's the favourite part of my job is when a young person performs and seeing the impact that has straight afterwards. And for me, it's kind of never knowing how someone's going to react, but knowing that it's going to be a good thing. You know, it's a nerve-wracking thing putting yourself on stage for something like this in front of your friends and family and people you know. And, you know, I know it will go well, whatever happens. And surprise... Yeah, I think that there's going to be some surprised young people tomorrow night. It's ambiguous, the information in the brochure, and I'm hoping that we're going to surprise a few people in what we bring to the stage.
Now, your event there is sold out, but there are tickets available for other events, and do take a look at the Brighton Festival website for information on how to find out about the Your Place events and get in touch and find out about availability at what's happening up there. You brought in some information about some other stuff that Audio Act were involved in this month.
Yep. So the Goodall Foundation and the Chrysorum Foundation have worked with the festival this year to curate a programme of events called Any Other Business. And the idea is to put the spotlight on various good socially engaged work going on around the city. They're pitching it kind of as a charity open house programme. So it's not strictly arts-based and performance-based stuff. We're putting on an event on the 25th of November at the Basement.
November?
So, 25th of May.
So, just testing if I was listening, weren't you?
The Basement in Kensington Street. It's an early afternoon, I think 4:30 or 5 start. And our event's going to be called Positive Communities Through Music. We'll have some presentations on our work. We're going to have young people on Q&A panels and have a discussion around positive communities through music and hopefully some performances as well.
So that's one for people who are thinking, what do they get? I'm interested in Audio Active. Is this for me?
That
could
would
I
be
get involved?
The thing. Yeah.
So
tickets are free. If you go to aobbrighton.org and you can find out how to get tickets, and there's a whole load of other events going on as part of that.
And that's the 25th of May at the Basement?
Yes.
Yeah. Not November.
Not November.
Adam Julia from Audio Active, thank you so much for coming in to Radio Reverb and telling us all about what's happening at Hangleton, at the Your Place events, and also the other stuff that Audio Active are involved in.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.